This is the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street update for Tuesday, the 9th of February. I'm John Bithrie. Despite a torrid start to Tuesday in Japan, with the Nikkei down more than 5% and European shares lower as well, the American markets have ended the day only slightly down. But as Mark Kepner from Themis Trading in New Jersey told me, it had still been something of a roller coaster.
Very choppy. It was up and down. It was like a yo-yo back and forth today, higher, lower. But it was, I think that was pretty good that we closed flat on the day, considering we could have had a really, really bad day today. So I think just maintaining where we were at the end was kind of positive going into tomorrow.
We've had some big moves in banking stocks, mainly downwards, and particularly here in Europe. Has that been echoed in the United States?
Yep, financials have been hit very hard this year. I guess when you look at what the Fed was supposed to do with raising rates four times this year, the consensus is that's probably not going to happen now, and lower rates makes it more difficult for banks to earn profits, and that sector has been hit very hard because of that.
Any other significant moves on the markets today, Mark?
The energy sector really got hit hard. Oil went down to $28. If you look at unleaded gas, that hit 90 cents today. The low on that from the financial crisis was 79 cents, and we're really starting to get to these really, really low levels on energy. I think that's one sector that, you know, continually you need to be watching.
Mark Kepner from Themis Trading in New Jersey. So the Dow did end the day pretty much unchanged, pretty flat, you might say, appropriate for Shrove Tuesday, at 0.1% down at 16,014 at the end of the day here in London. The FTSE 100 fell by 1% to 56.32. The gold price at the moment, $1,189 an ounce. And the oil price, Mark mentioned, energy prices still heading down. New York light crude oil at $28.34 a barrel. Okay then, grab the popcorn.
The dark side. The Jedi.
Have you been to see the latest Star Wars film then? You may have been to see it several times over. I know a few people who have. Well, either way, you'll have helped Disney make some money. The media giant has just announced record profits, in fact, of $2.88 billion for the last quarter of 2015, with a big leg up from that release of The Force Awakens just before Christmas. JJ Kinahan is from TD Ameritrade in Chicago.
It is a lot to do with Star Wars. The movie itself is really added to the bottom line. The toys, et cetera, and all the things around the movie we'll see, I think, a little bit more in this quarter, as the way their accounting worked, they couldn't really recognize much of that revenue until after the movie had been released. So they really only had a week and a half or so to recognize that revenue on those. So I think the positive is perhaps more good things to come from then.
We already know that the film in terms of revenue has topped $2 billion. I think it's become the third highest grossing movie in history now. Is that shining through in these results?
I think it definitely is shining through in these results. And one of the things that I think may have surprised many people was they also talked about the halo effect of the fact that the earlier Star Wars movies also picked up in sales, as many people, having seen this movie, suddenly had an interest in either reviewing the old ones or maybe viewing them for the first time.
How well have Disney performed elsewhere, JJ?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Bob Iger was just interviewed here, and he talked about the fact that they will talk about more subscribers for ESPN and a nice outlook. However, looking at how the stock is trading in after hours, after the initial big pop, the stock has actually started to sell off, as I think there is a continued fear it's not going to be quite as positive an outlook overall. Even with record earnings, Wall Street's in a mood right now where you really have to show them a lot of positive things in order to get momentum.
So even a Star Wars blockbuster like The Force Awakens can't offset some difficulties for Disney on the sporting front in the U.S.
It really is becoming a bigger and bigger problem for them, and actually a problem for more traditional media, particularly among television, is that people are consuming the information in a different way and don't want to necessarily pay the large fees that goes into, you know, the way we have to bundle things in the U.S. as far as cable goes. And we'll have to see if they can break through on the other end, so to speak.
And where's Disney's money coming from then in the next few months, in the next few years, JJ? More Star Wars films, we know about those. Any other surprises?
I don't know if it surprises, but I do think that one of the things that Star Wars allows them to do is to make their parks more attractive as they start to incorporate Star Wars more into the rides and into the attractions. So I think you'll see a big push that way. I think as this film sort of grows on, you'll start to see the release of the videos maybe in the 6 months in terms of DVD and Blu-ray, etc. And I would expect those sales to be great. And Disney being Disney, outside Star Wars, we know that they're a machine of movie after movie, particularly on the animated versions, where they tend to make more money because they don't have to pay as much to the actors for just voiceovers as compared to acting.
That was J.J. Kinahan from TD Ameritrade in Chicago on those record profits that Disney has just announced off the back of the success of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.